this. Dear Satchmo, I've been an admirer of yours ever since the early 1920s. When you and the Red Hot Fives played Muskrat Ramble and the Heebie Jeebies, I read where you received the trumpet free each year from Henry in Paris, Henry Selmer again. I wonder if you would like to give me one of the old trumpets that you do not use now, please. Thanks. Albert, what's that?
Breeland.
Breeland, yeah. 1705 West Oxford Street, Philadelphia. You know this kid?
No, he lives around the corner from my mother's house.
Yeah. All right, put that on the tape.
Put this on the tape. You don't play it?
No, I don't put that. But I mean, what is this? What is that thing I gave you? I don't know. Play around so much. Is it late for you? What is this? Satchmo?
Is that thing catching me?
Satchmo Fine's horn. No, I want to
relax you.
Satchmo Fine's horn speaks world language. Jack Brady. Go ahead, knock that on with that. Blow out.
I don't hear this. People are the same everywhere. They like the same things. That's the first report of Louis Armstrong back from a tour of 11 European countries, where he has a wonderful time blowing his trumpet for all kinds of audience. He had no trouble with languages or anything else. They were good to me over there, laughs Louis. In fact, they were too good. I gained 35 pounds in 2 months. Louis is still far from slim, although he said he is getting the old carcass down a little. As for being old, I don't feel it, he laughs, but I'm going to be 53 this year. Man, them years sure does go by, and I've been blowing a horn for 38 of them. Korean jazz. For Louis, career has its beginning long ago in the streets of New Orleans, in the honky-tonks and dance halls where Louis, like jazz, was young and poor. It blossomed on the gay excursion boats that plowed the Mississippi, and gained its first real prominency in the dim nightclubs of Chicago in the roaring 20s. It built upstream in New York in 1928 and 1929, and then it famed. Vice Records spreading across the wide ocean. At 11, Louis organized his first band, a quartet of four musicians. The plump boy was round-faced, big eyes, and even a bigger mouth, won friends everywhere. Good-naturedly, people began calling him Satchmo. Time shortened it to Satchmo, a title Louis still wears proudly. He made his first trip to Europe in 1932, and he has been going abroad off and on ever since, he said. Yes, it changed over there since the war. You can sort of feel it. And in Germany, you can see it, but the people way down inside are just the same. Play them a hot tune, give them some real swinging licks, and they'll tap their feet and smile, same as always. No language barrier. Louis have no language difficulty because he said, I don't try to speak the languages in different countries. Entertainers make a mistake when they do that. You just murder it. Let them announce an MC. Let the announcers and the MCs do the talking and the explaining. I just play and sang the numbers like I always do. And Hell's Gear. They love Muskrat Ramble, Basin Street Blues, and On the Sunny Side of the Streets. In Copenhagen, Louis had to give extra matinees. In Paris, they presented him with a beautiful gold plate trumpet. And in Berlin, German jazz lover gave him a silver horn. He used both and also his old battered one at the Rendezvous here, where he and his band are playing. I got an invitation to go behind the Iron Curtain in Berlin and give a concert for the Russians. I wanted to go too, but America's officials didn't think it was wise. I said, "Why not, man? My horn is neutral. It don't know no policy," but they wouldn't let me go. Satchmouth did play for a group of Russians in Halskir, however. Sure, they liked it. They yelled for more, he said. "But there's nothing like coming home to your own country," he grinned. "Full Duffy. It's just like home to me. I got relatives here and I've been playing here off and on since I was a young man. No, I don't feel trot down. I always have friends and laughter. It's been a good life, this horn playing, and I'm going to keep right on until I can't play anymore."
That was a little Geneva Sneed, folks, reading here. The cats all got a little something they want to read. I just saw a little something here where Michel Swartz. He's a columnist here for the... He's a radio column, TV column. He says, "Louis Armstrong took time out from his trumpeting at the Rendezvous last PM to tell us that he is one of Tallulah Bankhead's favorites. See, if I'm around when she's doing a TV, if I'm around when she's doing a TV show, say, I have standing invitations to appear on the program," he said. And he digs this, says Jerry Lester, Beanbag Lester. Jerry tells us he's going to be on the names, the same TV, January 7th. And he's a funny cat. Jerry Lester. So I was on one of his programs, and you don't never know what you're going to do, man. It's somebody's allowed to jump out and sing old rocking chair and wind up, and I get ideas. Hey, how about this, is it? All this beer I drank in Europe, you know, that put me out there. But I see where little Leslie, Leslie Uggams, I'm glad they changed that child's name to Leslie Crane. It's a shame. Where did all that daddy get that?
They don't have to be that ugly.
Little Pug Bailey, innocent. What'd you say, her soft husband? Oh, they're going to do a lot of big things in England. Mm-hmm. They dig this sense of shit, yeah, man. What is this? Will it make more? I don't know. Stop. Is that a good tune?
No.
I don't know.
It's all right for them who like it.
Yeah, but I mean, what, have you heard it?
I have heard it many times.
What does it sound like? What, Faust?
That's it.
But look here, man. See this? Man, you should. I think guys can dig you. And all these are my disciples, you know. Mm. It's such most music sells beer.
Yeah.
Let it on.
Lay it on. I'm going to lay it right on. The popularity of trumpet king Louis Armstrong has been a big boon to brewers and concert promoters in Harlem. Sales of the national drink was falling off until they published the big ad currently on display over Harlem. The ad shows Louis Armstrong drinking a glass of the beverage. Armstrong is so popular in Harlem that for his November Amsterdam concert, the $1 to $3 tickets bought from 10 to 20 on the black market. Held at the concert. What is that? Got to get together here on this word.
Where?
What the hell is this?
Not anyway, what you know now. Let me get this. I was just going to stop there. Concertist bow.
Concertisbau.
Yeah, Concertisbau.
Concertisbau.
See? Hell at the Concertisbau. That's the name of the hall.
Yeah.
Well, it's foreign. They just say it any kind of way.
I mean, Americans,
yeah.
Concertisbau. Home of one of the world's greatest concert orchestras. The Armstrong concert required two performances. Crowds were packed outside and people sat on the rooftops or crowded around the wall. That's nice, yeah? That's crazy. Look at that.
Stop whispering. People think we're doing something. Oh, wait now.
What do you want here?
What did you want me to play it back?
Yeah.
But tell us, children.
Let me tell you.
Why don't you look at it? You want me to tell it?
You just tell it. I want to look.
This comes from Bonnie Bigard, who sent it from California with his Christmas card. Rhyming. He said two boppers were walking down the street. And they saw a cat playing a flute. There was a basket in front of him, and a snake was weaving up out of the basket, you know, being charmed by the flute. And one bopper said to the other, "Man, dig that crazy music stand." Bonnie Bigard. He's coming back to the band, you know. Old Buzzard done had that good rest now. You know, the doctor sliced his ass. I guess he can sit out now. Blood. Yeah, man. Blood, the stopper was getting loose and loose. I guess he's straight now. Blood. So he's going to blow us off the bandstand now, man. Okay, buddy, you killed a many cats with this jive, yeah. That's, yeah, he has a club named Cambridge Club, and the host is Jack Lynch. What a legend. Smart people go out, they prefer to go to smart places. That is why so many smart people are seen at the Cambridge Club. Plug, you better pay for that ad. Put a little smart fella as well. I mean, what? Let me see, what is this now? An old tune. That comes from Bonnie Bigard. This chick here beating away on this typewriter. I bet she done made more mistakes. Here's a bill Lucille just left for Umbrella, 870. Umbrella, 895. Oh, damn, about to end this Umbrella. That rain every day in the year. Yeah, on the street. Well, how about that? Well, let's see now. We're going to... Oh, here's a... Look at this. That man did all right in Philadelphia. I just can't help but appreciate it. Here's another column. What is this? The theatrical column. Shows you all the people that's playing here this week or next week or something. It is Gene Carroll at the Latin Casino.
They sing by now.
Yeah?
Real Bostic Pep. He's not going to be there next week.
Theresa Brewer.
Oh, I like.
Where's Chubby's? Where's that
Chubby's located? Across the sea.
Across the sea?
Across Cameron. In Cameron.
Well, there she does. She's a kid, ain't she? I thought she was
Theresa Brewer? I've seen her put on... Not that young.
Well, she's supposed to be seen, but 16, ain't never been kissed.
Yeah, you mean missed. Look at what comes out of
it. Ain't never been missed. Oh, wait, now, don't say that so fast. This chick named Sex Eater. Eater. And that the black cat, oh, look at Satchmo. Well, I'm at the rendezvous. They got old Satch in that drugs, got
it.
Who's this Hortense Allen?
Mm-hmm.
At the Town Tavern, Delaire. That's in New Jersey. Is that out of town?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Buster, he's back on the mound again. At Pep's. Where the hell is Pep's? Bronson.
The Rendezvous, Louis Armstrong, and Sam Craft, and
where is that? Where you see all that? Met Jerry Gagan. Gagan. Midtown Mimos, The Rendezvous, Louis Armstrong and Sam Cross. The Philadelphia Orchestra's first trumpet, renewing a friendship which started 6 months ago when they both boarded a Minneapolis flight carrying trumpet cases. And ain't that a dog? It sure is a small world. Mm-hmm. Wait a while, here's some more of the Cole Porter's Can-Can. You know what a Can-Can is?
Musical.
That's well, musical. I mean, with the Can-Can gloves, you know, when they make that last note, that they turn it back to the people and pull up the dresses to show their big ass.
Let's
see.
Well,
I've seen a Can-Can dance. Jesus, I went to Paris and I've seen it. I mean, in Germany and all that. Well, anyway, get over here. Let's see this here. What is it, Sylvia? There's Winnie Brown. She's not really up no more.
Yeah,
I like that thing she sang.
She makes one song every 20 years.
Well, yeah, look at Buster, right? Buster Keaton
and
George Raft. Them boys, they'll get so damn much for one picture. I guess she gets so much money for one record. Eh? Remember that Gone Again?
Yeah,
that?
Gone Again. She made another nice record.
Who's it? What do you think of the name later on? Bills and Losers. For sure. Now, what about Bonnie Davis? Dumont.
I don't know either. I've never even heard of him.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons. They broke up with Sonny Stitt.
Where's Sonny Stitt? Where's the sex dealer girl? I mean, Jesus.
Black Cat. That's down there in Locust Street.
I should get a name like that.
Louis Armstrong continued to hold forth at Lee Cooper's Rendezvous.
Well, here you can see all them things. Yeah, I was digging a paper and I done looked in that paper all that. Where's it again?
Louis Armstrong continues to hold forth at Lee Cooper's Rendezvous in a limited engagement which carried them through to Tuesday night. Louis offered a Saturday matinee on the bill with the great Satchmo's Philadelphia favorite is Eddie Brenham.
Bingham, Bing Crosby.
Bingham.
Like a Bing had a ham.
Bingham.
In his hand. Well, you know, say for instance, he had a bad show or something that never will happen. Yeah. I don't think he even eat ham. I don't eat nothing but fish. Let's see. Now, in the groove. Nothing happens there.
That's about sports.
Well, I just want to be sure that I didn't lose that thing that y'all was talking about.
So there's another one in here. Let me see.
Well, I don't want, you know, after all, some people come all across town to bring you a paper and look at this subject. What's this cat's name here? This black them. It was nice of the manager to let Shrimpy in this hotel, but the Miami Heat has him licked. I'll call Duke Stewart, the manager, and have some cakes of ice sent up. Ice, don't you know there's a cooling system in each room? Turn it on. God, there, look at that froze the jackass, huh? Is that a jackass?
That's a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Something nice.
You ever hear that one about I'll be the horse's head and you'll be yourself. Did you get it? What the hell is that?
This is by Walter Winchell. It's Bingo Lingo. Bob Lingo.
Oh, yeah, say that.
Yeah,
Bingo
Bop.
Lingo.
Yeah,
they got a nice. Old Bing must be talking about you, girl.
It's Bop Lingo New. Then the near to the lyrics of tunes recorded by Louie. L-O-O-E-Y. You know, Armstrong in 1930s. It's the craziest.
Ah, that Winch is a killer. What else you got there? Oh, Winch, that's my man. I remember way back when I used to write him, tell him about Alpha, you know, going with that white boy. And Charlie Bonnet's band. How you like that? I was buying that bitch all kind of fuzz, diamonds all down to her asshole. And she's bragging over some bill this this clip, well, this old man drummer for the $18 gas bill. I said, well, you, but anyhow, what is that?
Let me see. Louis Armstrong, the old Satchmo, who still flattered them with the double talk and double notes at the rendezvous, never blows his own horn, any manner of speaking. Back in 1932, on a concert tour that included Paris, he was approached by an admiring young instrument maker who was so impressed by Satch's performance that he presented him with a horn he had made himself. Armstrong has never gotten any worse as a manipulator of the horn. And Henry
Selmer.
Yeah. Now, one of the top men in the music. Is he a man? I thought he was up as a player.
What? Henry Selmer?
I don't know. And Henry, now one of the top men in the musical instrument business in France, has never failed to send him a new horn each year, free. Is that true?
Cat said, and you're right, I'm saying. Oh, God, you had to go home. I'm getting sleepy. And everybody done cut out, and it's kind of late for you to be staying there, so. You will stay about 4 more hours and go back home. I tell that to Bill. Say it's cold outside, yeah, but you left home, you left your mom and papa and they didn't know where you went. You stay here 3 more days and you go back home.
Four more hours.
Now, wait, something I want to show you, but here, about this horse, here's a race horse that you can bet on. Is it awesome?
Upkeep, he do. Clear through.
Well, that kills me, that name, you know. Sometimes here's some long shots. That's all I bet on. I'm losing it. I mean, them cats, I want a horse that could pay even nickel, 100 to 1, you know.
Money and my look.
Well, it's all right. You just keep on looking and don't fool with my money. Sit on that. It reminds me of this. Have you finished this one?
Yeah,
put this one. Oh, wait a minute. Lord, that must. Here's my man here, yeah, man. This is really a drag. My boy's sick. Slight case of flu.